Blueprint here on Radio National. And right now, an extraordinarily wooden performance from Colin Bissett.
There's something pleasingly modest about a timber building. Where we might celebrate the architectural grandeur of stone buildings through the ages, timber brings us back to earth. It's the material of simple huts, of wonky medieval cities in Europe, and imposing temples in Asia. But timber has limitations, which is why we see it used behind the scenes, like the frame of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, which used 1,300 trees and which burned so memorably in its recent fire. But now that we have pushed the boundaries of concrete and steel and become bored by fake finishes, we've returned to the tree. And that's down to significant improvements in engineered timber. There are two sorts, both a little like the plywood championed by architects in the 1920s, like Alvar Aalto and Marcel Breuer. Glulam first appeared at the same time as plywood, fusing solid lengths of timber to create a material with greater strength than a single piece of timber, which is perfect for arches and other framework. But there were problems with its durability when exposed to water or extremes of heat and cold. That changed with improved laminating processes, and at the end of the 20th century, it was joined by another kind of engineered timber, CLT, or cross-laminated timber. This was like a grown-up version of plywood, using up to 7 thick slices of timber that were strong enough to be used on its own for walls and floors. Together, glulam and CLT presented a serious alternative to conventional building materials. They offered similar strengths as steel, but were significantly lighter and much cheaper, using plantation trees, especially when prefabricated off-site. Timber has an inherent flexibility, making it ideal for earthquake-prone areas like Japan and New Zealand. It also has far better insulating properties than steel or concrete. It's attractive too, meaning the framework and interior surfaces are usually left exposed without getting the censure that doing the same with concrete so often attracts. No one can criticise a building that stores carbon, using up to 50% less energy than a conventional building. Australia has always loved timber architecture, from its Queenslanders to the new vernacular of architects like Glenn Murcutt and Richard Laplastria. And now it's at the forefront again in the use of engineered timber in large commercial projects, like the recent pair of office buildings in Sydney's Barangaroo by Zanis Architects, and the 10-storey 25 King office building in Brisbane by Bates Smart. The tallest timber skyscraper is currently in Norway, reaching 85 metres, but another is planned for Sydney that is 100 metres taller. All make a virtue of their use of engineered timber, which is hardly surprising. After all, what could be better than using a traditional material that has been made even better, helping to reduce our impact on the planet, while making our office spaces and homes sound, smell, and feel just that little bit nicer.